This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 435. You've got to get your mind on board. Now, how often have you said, "I'll believe it when I see it"? I'll believe it when I see it. You know, it seems like good logic, right? Based in facts and what you can guarantee and prove. But I read a quote recently that challenges this. This quote said, "Your mind must arrive at your destination before your life does." That is good. Your mind must arrive at your destination before your life does. Now, what if belief has to come before you can see results? I'm talking about the power of getting clear on your goals, envisioning them, and dreaming daily. Then work backwards from your goal and outline all the steps it will take to get there. Then you'll be ready to take action with confidence that you will achieve the dream. Now, I remember doing this. I remember other people saying, "Well, I'll believe it when I see it." When I told them I wanted to play in the Olympics with the USA national handball team, people would say, "Well, I'll believe it when I see it." And I said, "Listen, I'm already seeing it in my mind. I am seeing it in my mind. Therefore, my mind has already arrived there. Now it's just about working backwards and taking action on a daily basis. But if I cannot believe it is going to happen in my mind, if I don't see it actually physically occurring in my body and me playing in the Olympics, then it will never happen. You won't believe it when you see it because it's not going to happen." And I remember when I saw team handball for the first time during the 2008 Olympics, I remember saying, "Wow, I'm going to do that one day." But I had to go through the process of seeing it in my mind first and believing it and experiencing that. This is a practice I did while playing football. I would do this before games and see myself scoring touchdowns, running the right routes, making the plays, doing the things I needed to do to help our team to win. So I did this with the USA national team. I moved to another city. I saw myself move to New York City and practicing with a bunch of players. I saw myself getting the call that I was going to get picked up with the national team. I saw myself wearing a jersey with USA across my chest and the American flag on my shoulder and watching the flag being raised while singing the national anthem with my team. I saw all these things happening in my mind. My mind arrived at the destination before my life did on a day-to-day basis. And this is what we must do in our businesses, in our relationships, in our health. We must see what our health is going to look like in the future and believe it will happen to us by envisioning that body, that image, that reflection that we want to have of our health. Same thing with the relationship, same thing with the finances in our bank account. We must see it in our bank account, the number we want to have, before we actually arrive to the destination. It needs to occur first in our mind, otherwise it will never happen, guys. You've got to get your mind on board before the train leaves the station. Otherwise, you won't know where you're headed and how to navigate the journey. This is the power of letting yourself dream, envision, get clear, and execute based on belief. Based on belief. If you're waiting to believe it until you see it, guys, it's just not going to happen. You've got to envision your goals in your mind and use that vision as fuel for your belief. Remember, your mind must arrive at your destination before your life does. This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 435. Get your mind on board, guys. Get your mind on board. Let's go. Let's go. Let me know what you think of this episode. Tag me on Instagram stories or on an Instagram post listening to this. Post my name, at Lewis Howes, there on Twitter, on Facebook, and share this out with your friends. Inspire your friends. You've got the gift of inspiration. You can help so many people by just sharing this episode with them, to support them in getting their mind on board. If your friends are struggling in any area of their life, they're not getting their mind on board. They're not able to see it clearly because they don't even know what they want and what it looks like. You've got to know what you want and what it looks like first, and then see yourself experiencing it. Then you can work backwards. Send this to your friends, lewishowes.com/435. You guys have the power to be great. You have greatness inside of you, but you've got to use the tools and take action on a daily basis to set yourself up to win. If you want to be great, You've got to surround yourself with greatness. That means the people, the environment, the information, the tools, the energy, the foods, everything has got to set you up to win. Otherwise, it's going to be setting you back to lose. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here, for being a part of this movement of greatness. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.